From
yeah, last week.
6-5. construction schedule. What's the status on schedule 23?
Waiting for the direction from KG&D or Savin or the owner, confirming we can leave out the playground update because we're waiting for Con Edison. And then construction change directive number 3 that is stopping us from doing our work until the language is correct. If I could leave that out and just update the interior of the buildings, that would be great.
Why can't you update the playground site?
Because there's an electrical pole in the line, 400 amp electrical pole.
You're working over there right now.
Hold on.
That must be crazy.
They're just cleaning up. They took the weeds out, they surveyed the corners. That's what you saw. They prepare for one curb on the right-hand side.
Just in case somebody comes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So 23 is at a standstill, right? Did you at least get your comments and updates from the primes?
No.
Did we ask for it?
No.
Well, why not?
But he's sending anything out. He says he's not sending
anything out. But don't you think we should have those comments?
But you're supposed to send the sheets out to
yeah,
them.
Yeah, at the last meeting, you guys were going to send the sheets okay. to... Piazza to send schedule update number 23 to contractors for updates.
Okay.
I missed that, I guess, what you missed from me.
What's that?
I must have missed this comment because I was busy concentrating on what he missed. For my comments.
I'm sorry. That's what you said. I have the notes that you said at the last meeting. And you said you had the update 23 and you were sending it to the subcontractors 2 weeks ago.
That is correct.
Okay. So, but now
but I also made a comment.
You're not going to do anything.
No, but I also made a comment.
Stop. We didn't say, we're not saying we're not doing anything.
You're not doing anything to the schedule. You're not going to produce it.
We're just going to give it the way we have it.
That's
okay. And then you guys figure out what you want to do. Yeah. It's not my job to do that. I'm going to give you what I have, and then you guys take it from there.
And we did ask, Savin did ask Piazza to include playground work in the schedule update. This was
He's saying he's leaving that out.
I'm just saying at the last
minute. No, we're asking if you want us to leave it out. That's what we're asking.
It's my word. Well, I'm saying we're leaving it out because they're not issuing direction on the 400 amp panel.
But do the parking lot. Do the detention system.
The detention system we did already.
Because you can't finish it because that electric thing is there?
The detention is done. The
manhole is not tied in.
It's not.
It's not tied in. You got to tie the system in.
Okay.
Check with your subcontractor.
So you want us to tie in the system and then go around doing all the other work?
Finish the parking lot area.
We're going to finish.
Don't just stop doing anything
Nick,
it doesn't make sense, Nick.
$12 ago, we were giving a change. Okay? We were giving a change before that. All right? So we're on it. None of this is on critical path as far as I'm concerned. I don't care.
Well, that's what
you don't care.
Right.
I don't care if this finishes
path,
it fucking next year.
Done. Get the schedule done. Two weeks ago, just say
it's okay not to include the playground area.
Include whatever notes
No,
you want.
Say it's okay not to include the playground
in there,
update.
And you're at a standstill.
Joe, include it. Because we know when Connor said it's going to come, they haven't even been addressed yet properly.
It's a waste of my time to update the playground.
It's okay. Fine. It's the last schedule I'm going to do. Okay? Sully, the architect that we hired, he's on top of all of this. So, please, just give it to them, and that's the way it's going to go. Okay? It's no sense in arguing. We're just about there. I want to get done. The most important thing is the CCD for the front. It's got to be worded correctly or it don't get done. So go ahead.
Any other comments on the construction schedule?
We don't have it, so we can't comment on it.
Well, why don't you keep up on the one that we gave you previously? You're still behind on that. Just give it to him. I don't want to argue with this guy. I don't want to argue with them.
All right. Next topic, field coordination. Reminder, everybody keep breaking down your stuff, moving out, consolidating. First floor, I think we're pretty much out of Piazza's way, so they should be able to clean down there.
No, You have still the trades have stuff in rooms.
First floor.
I've got first floor. The electrician's got stuff in rooms.
But where? Tell me.
Well, after the meeting, we'll walk down and I'll point it out.
Entire building. Okay? Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
He's got stuff in the corridors. I got to get out. Yep. Down near the gym, he's got to get out. I've got to go one time, not three times. Coordinate your trade. That's your job, not mine.
What's the status on the zinc panels and ACP panels?
They're ongoing.
They're ongoing. They came from Germany. So as they come in, we've been doing. I got no control of that. Maybe we should have went with USA products.
When's the scaffolding coming down?
We're not going to comment on that. Why don't you go take a look?
Anyway, I'm just going down the bullet point
list. It's going to be down, we said, by the 24th, but they're already working on it.
A month ago, you said 2 weeks. And
right.
And last meeting, you said another 2 weeks.
Right, because we're waiting still for the bends to come, all right, that had to get done.
Waiting.
From the panels that had to come in from overseas,
waiting.
And we can't control that.
Understood.
Okay. That, first of all, first, it's not on critical path. So it's not affecting anybody.
I'm just going down the list.
Okay,
here,
but it's not affecting anybody. So let's not make a big thing about something that's not affecting anything.
I'm just going down the
list, sir. We kept the scaffold, too, because we wanted to make sure that the window and the glass and all the caulking is correct up there.
Piazza stated fourth floor lockers will be on site 617. They are not here.
Okay.
Today is the 19th.
Yeah, they're not here.
Is there an update?
Yeah, maybe a month, maybe.
Didn't they get an email that they were here?
I'm not gonna answer you guys. Hey, don't try to set up. Go look. Go look. The actual lockers are gonna be what, tomorrow? They're making, they're right. I mean, open up your, anyway, the locker should be in by the end of the week.
What am I opening my eyes for?
The locker should
I'm
be in by the end of the week. Well, you're trying to say, you just answered it. You just said, well, when we get an email that they're here, well, go look. There's pieces that have come in. They're going to be installed probably tomorrow or the next day.
Okay, that's all we're looking for. Why would that be a big fucking story?
Because, first of all, don't curse at me.
Oh, okay. I won't. I won't curse at you.
I'll curse whoever I want because I'm me.
Yes, you okay? Can. You can do whatever you want. You're
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's continue.
In Westchester County, absolutely.
Let's continue, yes.
Right? Yeah. And it's recorded, and I'm glad.
That's great.
Okay? All I'm saying is, look before you speak. That's all I'm asking. There are pieces that have come in. They've been put together at this shop instead of being put together here.
How would we know that?
We only know
by
that.
By looking. You just said look. How would we know that by looking?
Whatever your name is, Nancy, you turned around and answered it by saying, I thought the email said that they were here. So, come on. Stop trying to gain ground on ground you have already lost.
at the last meeting, Piazza stated decorative fencing was shipping 6-6. What's the status on that?
It shipped Thursday, Mike. You should have the Magdalene fence.
Yes.
Here. So make sure the law is here.
Yep. So it should
Absolutely.
Be on site tomorrow?
That's what they say.
Should be into the courtyard. Correct. Yep.
That's one coming out of Canada.
Tomorrow.
Not in the United States, out of Canada.
You got the sketch for those whiteboards on the sliding doors. Whiteboards would be delivered in 3 to 4 weeks. So that was 2 weeks ago. So it's still on pace for that. Two weeks.
I didn't call for an update. I'll find out.
Who do we order from?
AT Equipment Sales.
AT Equipment, who are they? Do I know them?
I believe you do. I believe they worked for us before. They're local.
Okay, good. When they come, they come.
Stair treads, that's done. Gym floor vapor barrier, that's done.
Hold it. The stair treads? Our stair treads, our stairwells are all done. I understand there's some kind of railing that you wanted, Brian. Give a bulletin on it. We're not interested on doing it because it's a long lead item, these aluminum railings that you want on there. You miss it, you handle it. I don't want to do it. Stairway A. We're not interested in doing it.
We sent that a while ago.
You didn't send me a bulletin. There's no bulletin. You did a sketch with Mike. I want a bulletin. So I'll refuse it.
An RFI response.
It's not on the plan. So we asked you.
Know,
you came and said, do this and do that. Put it in the bulletin. I really don't want to do it because it's a very long lead item. Okay? It's weeks and weeks. And I'm not involved with something that you missed that I'm going to get it.
I thought field measurements were taken for that.
No, Mike did it. Okay?
And yes.
Yeah, I took my field measurements.
And nothing happened with it?
No, I needed something from you. Okay. Come on. You did it on all the other ones.
We thought it was understood.
Nothing's understood here,
Russ.
Yeah,
I thought in the RFI response, we marked up the plan with the locations and the rest.
Just give me a bulletin. What's the problem? You made a mistake, give me a bulletin so I can show it.
So you don't want to do it?
I don't want to do it.
Okay, we're going to give you a bulletin if you don't want to do it.
Okay, fine.
So if that's the case, we have the two stainless steel rails that we're supposed to go in. You want those put in, Brian or Russ? Or you guys want a day or two to decide?
No, listen, according to the people that we hired, put in your contract work. Do your contract work first. For any of these change orders, do your contract work.
We'll just contact them directly, get them to do it.
You're not going to contact my subs.
Why not?
Because I said so. Okay. Get somebody else that does it. Why should then it come back to my liability? Hey, that something's wrong.
Okay.
What's the status on the loading dock lift, which we need ready for furniture?
If they didn't show up yesterday, they'll be here today putting the hydraulic fluid on. It's been tested. It's ready to go.
It's minor, right?
Yep.
What about the bars that are missing on it?
What about it? We're going to put them in.
You're going to re-weld them back on there? The bars that you guys broke off?
Yeah, or we can maybe use Gorilla Glue.
I don't know. Whatever works.
Whatever works.
For your purpose of using it, those bars will not be on.
Why not? Well, we just get a piece of square tube and put it on.
They have a delivery Friday. We're not going to be ready by Friday to put the tube.
Yeah, you're right. That won't be needed for the furniture, but just, you know, final. When. What's the status on the missing door hardware?
It's ongoing. The supplier keeps sending it as it becomes available.
Yep. A bunch showed up day before and yesterday. So
you're still missing some stuff?
Minor, if anything. Just the cores went to the district, went to one Larson's. Did they get brought here this morning? No, I didn't see them.
Are we putting in the cores?
Yeah, we're waiting for them to do the single occupancy bathrooms.
So we're putting in their cores?
The permanent cores have to go in hand in hand with the lock set and everything. So they got delivered to one Larson's. They have to
So they're
going to
give
here.
Those guys keys to put in the cores.
That's where my confusion was.
Yes. Normally it's not done like that, but we'll take the keys.
That's what I'm saying. So they have to be brought here with the permanent cores, with the keys, so we can install our locks.
No problem.
Mike Bleacher was okay with that.
Mike was okay with it?
Do we have an update on the glazing for security windows?
I don't. Do you, Mike? The sliders.
For which one? The only one we're missing is community building.
The one over here is installed?
Oh, the glazing? The frame's in.
I don't think
I'll have to look. I don't know if he put the glazing in there. But he was going to come back and do both at the same time, so maybe it's not. I'll check with Bobby.
And the Masons wrapped up next door. They did their piers.
Yep, all set.
Did we take care of the waterproofing in that plenum shaft?
Yes.
We did, right? Excellent. Regarding elevator.
Can anybody pop their head in there since it rained? Just to double check.
No, we don't have access to it right now because the ceiling and floor, so we can't get back over there.
Regarding the elevator, are we still on schedule to be done the 24th?
Well, that's up to you. Our testing should be.
It isn't up to me because Piazza stated the elevator will be done 2 weeks after 6/11. So that's what you guys said.
Okay.
So to answer your question, it won't be ready because the generator is not connected.
To do the testing.
To do the testing.
Okay, so Talt and BJ have been going back and forth with conversations. We know what the scope is, so we're proceeding with that work. Sometime today, we're going to start. It should take a day or two to get that done. It was something that was overlooked, so it's getting done.
So, you're saying maybe done by Friday?
We're shooting for Friday.
But so then we can do the test on Friday,
but
maybe.
Do you need that for Friday? That's what I wanted to understand from your email.
Yeah. The gentleman, when we coordinated with everybody during the week, the gentleman said that we tried to say, can we run the elevator without the generator? He said no. Vince Rasuvo turns around and says, well, hook the wire up to the fire line. He can't percode. A lot of these things that have happened is because code changes. It happened. While I was in the SED, stuff happened. But this stuff with the generator, whether it's an Otis, whether it's Tyson Crump, or it's similar, has to be done that way. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
So if it's done by Friday, when can you test the
So Friday we were scheduled, we put the request in to do the testing of the fire alarm with the elevator guy, the phone line, which my understanding is already working, functional, the internet, and I left the gas line out not knowing what was, the generator out not knowing what was going to happen with the generator. Knowing that you may be done now with the generator, and it's fueled, we can cycle it.
I could give you an update by the end of the day.
Why don't you have your foreman, what's his name again?
Al.
Al, coordinate with the elevator guy that's on site. So if you need all day Friday, we're going to go for it Monday morning.
He,
so why don't you just push it for Monday now?
Well, he is coordinating with him.
Friday,
so
not to get it done.
That's what you want to do? I'll put that request in as soon as we're done.
But if you're going to lose him...
There's no fuel in the tank, correct?
It's not my job to put fuel in the tank.
The answer is no. There's no fuel in the tank.
That's rhetorical.
Okay.
So this Monday?
How do we get fuel in the tank?
This is going to fill it up. It's a phone call.
That shouldn't be a big deal.
Right.
Okay.
So... The fuel line, if I understand, is you ran a temporary fuel line somewhat? No?
You get nothing.
Okay.
And like it. So I get a change order.
What's that for?
And the fuel line is going from the main storage tank to the generator.
So right now, the only way to get in there is walking in?
No, there's no way for the fuel to get from the tank to the generator.
Right, so what's the use of the screw fills it up?
It wasn't connected?
Doesn't show on the drawing. Tell me what it shows on the drawing.
No, I'm just asking a question.
It's referred to in the specs, but I mean, there's not even a note on the drawing about C specs.
Well, what are we talking about here, Jim? $2,500 or something? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
It's in the spec, and that was our position. This is critical path. I don't know. Somebody's got to make
elevator
a decision.
Elevator is not critical path.
Well, the generator is.
Exactly. Thank you.
Why don't you just put that in writing, and we'll get to Jim, and we'll deal with it.
We did already. Right?
You responded. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then do it. Would you?
Somebody even promised you to pay for it?
No.
And I'm not doing it.
Okay.
Number two, diesel.
Nancy, you'll get back to me to confirm scheduling for Friday or Monday.
You just might make sure that we're ready, and you say we're ready, and then it's in their hands. That whole kibosh is in their hands.
Okay. That's fine. But, Nancy, are we doing the fire alarm testing on Friday?
If we need the generator, then I don't see how it's going to happen.
I said just fire alarm.
Oh, fire alarm. Yeah, we can do fire alarm.
I'll call and schedule the guy to be here.
But is he going to do that? Because then he's going to want to come back and get paid. Come on.
It's one less thing that we have to worry
about. It's not coming out of my pocket. Nothing is coming out of my pocket anymore.
Well, he's going to be here anyway, no? I don't know.
No, he's done on Friday, and he's ready to do testing.
And was this just for this elevator, or was that community building also?
Both elevators. The point I was making is if you don't resolve the generator, so let's say the generator isn't going to happen for another week, we can still test the fire alarm and check that off the list until we have the generator figured out. If we're going to push the generator till Monday, then we'll do fire alarm on Monday as well.
Both elevators are on generator. The community, hold it, I know what you're going to say. The community is on battery.
Correct.
No problem. We put the battery in, but doesn't show how to wire it. I mean, that's not my problem. I mean, I can do what I got to do, but it's not my problem. So what I'm saying to you is, do you really want battery, or do you want to hook up to the generator? Because you got a panel right there.
No, the owner decided not to.
Okay. So have them hang the battery.
Power to that elevator, so that was way back.
Right, there's no emergency. What I'm saying to you, there's no emergency power. So what are we testing?
It was designed with battery backup. Is no that problem. Correct?
I believe so.
Yes, it's a battery backup, and it just hangs there. That's all it is. It's just a battery pack. It's nothing critical.
What was submitted and approved was a generator backup.
It's okay. Right. Get the battery pack. Put it there. It's not my problem. Just get it for the 50 or whatever the hell it is. Put it in. Then let them figure out what they're going to do with it.
So does the battery get wired somehow?
Can you get
the answer is yes, but the answer is yes, but I don't know if it affects you or if it's just a Schindler. So I'll double check.
Because it's on the elevator somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So I think it would be by Schindler that does the wiring in with his unit. It's not a circuit that's coming from a panel or anything like
that. Yes, it's great. Get the battery, put it on there, okay?
Great.
That's all I'm asking you to do. Because when it's there, then they're going to figure out how they're going to get the wiring to where they got to get it, to the panel from the outside, however.
I'm just trying to understand how it works.
I'll find out and get back to
you. Anything else with the elevator? Kitchen
Jeff,
equipment.
1 second. The elevator, you have the security devices. You paid Talk to do some additional security devices. Schindler wants to get paid for his piece of the work, which the change order has been rejected. And if it's going to stay rejected, they're not going to tie in the additional security devices that Talk was paid to provide.
You talking about the camera and the card reader in the cab?
Yeah.
What does Schindler have to do?
They have to tie it into their panel.
Yeah, there's some programming. There's some. They did the wiring already. You guys put the devices in. Now they have to make final connections and stuff.
So your work is done for that.
That final connection was not in that. You're saying that was not in that change order?
It's the elevator equipment that gets tied into their... It gets
tied
into
the card reader, right?
It's the card reader and the camera.
There's a couple of different things that were added.
Camera and card reader.
Well, I mean, the card reader should have been settled. That was always in there.
That's how I understood it.
Right? Not all of them.
Are we not just talking about cameras?
Camera.
Okay.
One in each.
And there was some card readers that were added as well.
I think the card reader was always in the cab. If you look at the submittal, what I remember.
The card reader was dealt with.
It may have been in the submittal, but it wasn't base contract.
Did the owner add cameras? Is that what happened?
The owner added cameras and card readers.
So the bottom line, it just needs to get terminated to the equipment inside the elevator, which is Schindler's equipment.
Yep. And there's a change order that has been rejected. And if you want it, we can discuss it offline and get it processed.
So the view is that this was never in the base project, is what Schindler's saying?
Correct.
Never shown?
Yes.
And these were all added things?
By the owner.
Well, let's talk about it afterwards.
Kitchen equipment and Ansel system. When is your kitchen sub doing their checklist and startup on everything?
Everything's, he came yesterday, walked through with the electrician, that stuff's all set. He's coming tomorrow to clean, peel his papers, final caulking, setting, and that'll all be done tomorrow.
Okay, but then give him a date when they're going to do the startup, so they're there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all?
Yep.
Well, the only thing they could test is the Ansel system. Anything electric, gas-wise, we can't test anything.
Gas-wise, we can't, no.
You said yesterday he didn't need gas.
No, I'm saying we could do everything really but anything with gas.
But how can you check if his equipment works?
That was the point I was making.
But I think we're getting gas like any day. I'm waiting on a confirmation. Right. So I'll let you know when that is.
So would you rather wait till you get the gas before we do all of this? Because, again, if they do it once...
Ben said he didn't need gas the other day.
To test the Ansel system, that is correct.
So...
Okay, so then just test it and get it done. Close it up.
Yeah. I'm just saying some of the equipment can't be done.
The solenoid valves for the Ansel and for the manual shutoff switch are separate. There should be two solenoid valves. So one is by the plumber and the electrician, and the other one is connected to the Ansel on the hood.
I think that's all done already.
And that's what you can test.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like the stove, he can't test the stove, whatever.
I mean,
like
it
that.
Should be fine.
Should be fine.
But,
well, we'll wait for gas.
I mean, we're still going to have to do a walkthrough with, what's his name? Yeah.
Jim.
Thank you.
Well, we should test the Ansel system and get that out of the way.
I agree.
Yes.
And then all the little other
and
things.
And then once that's done, I guess the county has to get scheduled. Right?
Yes.
Like that, then you get your sticker that it's tested
yeah.
and all that
I
stuff.
I think we need to do that part first that he's talking about. So let's schedule all that.
You'll let us know when you have a date, Joe?
Mike's handling that.
Or Mike, sorry. Sure.
Yeah. Try to get it done with everything, because every time he's going to come back, he's going to want to get paid, and then we're going to get rejected, and then that's going to go into the claim again. The claim's already over $30 million.
Altogether.
Yeah, where are you at?
Sewer testing. Did we submit the fix to
Insight
sharp, as requested?
Right? Please.
Yeah, all that's been handled.
Office,
yep.
I don't care. Okay. All right, bye. Bye. Bye.
And SiteWorks is working on the repair now, right?
Correct.
Of what? The sewer?
Yeah, final.
You're backfilling already.
The backfill, but that was part of the requirement to have it backfilled so they can do their final testing.
Yeah.
But they wanted a little extra like concrete around the manhole that was damaged. They got it, so we took care of it this
morning. Right. He's working at Insight, he's doing that. Insight helped him. He's doing it. So let's just
and
get
we
that.
We submitted that,
that
boot, coupling
yep.
boot, whatever it was.
All submitted.
That letter came yesterday. You submitted
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect.
Yeah, we're good.
And we're going to have to schedule another retest after.
It's at 2 o'clock today.
Today?
2 o'clock yes. today.
I was jumping through hoops yesterday to get it done.
We worked on it together, absolutely. Just got it.
She did it. Don't worry about it. Let's go.
Thank you.
Talt, you guys installed the ASCO panel gas shut off. That was taken care of.
Yeah, it was the bottom. That was his money.
At the last meeting, Jose, you said the fire alarm testing isn't 100% complete because you're missing some doors.
I think, yeah, some doors that are...
You gave all the extensions though, right?
Those came in?
They weren't the right ones.
They weren't the right ones. The new ones are ASAP, shipping them out. He sent us the wrong ones. They didn't work yesterday.
But okay. It's not going to cause a failure to the fire alarm system.
No, they all stick. It's just too tight, you know, but we'll get the extra extensions on.
And there was a couple of doors missing. That's done?
They're done now.
Okay.
Yep.
You did the double doors that hit the sprinklers?
Yes.
Yeah, so yes. All those doors are in.
They're still up. We put a piece of styrofoam on there to protect our door.
There's
what
a...
Did Lombardo say about that?
No, what?
The sprinkler setup? That's their G?
Yeah. He thinks he's just going to be able to flip some of the valves and knobs over to the other side.
The
permit and write it in and go.
Oh, good, I can leave.
It was like not opening.
Here comes the bombshell. Goodbye. Question. You guys, do you have wood doors that are extra? Maybe Mike wants them?
We did the...
They're downstairs.
He doesn't usually want that stuff.
Yeah, but it's good for him to have.
The data closet doors, those showed up?
Yes. Oh, the data ones, no, they haven't
showed up. It's tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it should be tomorrow. Yep. That's why that delivery was calling me.
Taught, you need those. Jose, you need those as well?
Yes. Yeah.
The 407A and some of the data closets. Yeah.
Okay.
Should be tomorrow.
Syncing of the clocks, that's done?
Yes.
At the last meeting, Jose, you said the head end board for the PA needs to be replaced.
Yep, they did that, and now they need to replace the rack.
So, what does that mean?
They got replaced. He didn't give me a time frame. So, I've been trying to get a hold of him. They ordered a new rack.
Yes. Yes. This is the big thing in the office.
I'll get you an update as soon as he gives me a time frame.
Can you?
I tried calling him before the meeting. I called him yesterday.
How about emails? Does that work?
I email him. Mm. You want to see the emails I sent him?
Okay.
Jim, how we doing with startup?
Doing pretty good. 18 out of 26 systems are running. The first to Ronnie here to see if we're on EMS yet. Nope. Front end?
Front end's online. I'm waiting on a shop to give me the okay to start plugging the level 2 controllers, which are these guys. Okay. In the meantime, they're running their program, they're just not able to remotely adjust it.
Wow. You have internet access?
Yeah. So I can't speak for what they have to do back in the office, but when they tell me to plug in the threads, start bringing all the
control. When do you anticipate?
Tell them to be on call this week.
So that's the news.
Did we take care of the corners of the fin tube, or not yet?
A lot of the corners have steel that doesn't show on contract drawings. I have to custom make them. I put a proposal in, and I guess that was rejected as well. I'm not going to do it unless I get a change order.
Is this because I thought there was one for the, when it was out of square.
There's a couple, but you missed.
But I thought there's
some really funky configurations
that.
There. That
you initially submitted done. Something for out of square, and then right. You withdrew it and said it's been taken care of.
Outside corners.
So this is a different one than that? So do we have a separate proposal for that?
We do?
Sure you do.
It's not ringing a bell. Are there two separate
right.
change yeah. orders?
I think I modified the first.
I was done with that.
No.
I only remember. I only remember the first one.
Haven't we sent it to me? Yeah, because I'm recalling the same thing. Could be wrong. Yeah, I think so.
And my last thing over here is just to remind everybody, no fire pump startup until the generator is done. Generator is complete, including muffler installation and startup by Cummins.
The muffler.
BGA currently looking at oil lines with Cummins.
It was an RFI. We just discussed it, so... Oh, and it was so.
Okay. Anything else on field coordination? Did we not cover anything? How's the gym floor? Is that all done?
It's being sanded.
Sand. I think they did the poly.
Yeah, they did the second coat this morning.
Yeah, sanding should be done. It's all very shiny in there. Looks pretty
nice.
Good.
They did the lines?
No.
No.
They're not there yet.
So they have to buff then. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Looks good, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
And they're laying out the lines, too. And they're conscious of where the back steps are and all that.
Yeah, we did a double check of that.
Yeah, okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to jump around a little bit. Don't need that, don't need that. Construction observations. KGD stated punch list for third and fourth floor classrooms to be issued next week. That was sent out. KGD stated punch list will not be provided on hardware items until all doors and hardware are addressed by Piazza. And Tall asked when the MEP punch list will be issued. KGD stated for Tall to complete the fire alarm and provide a list of what's not done. Just not the fire alarm testing, right?
No, fire alarm testing, if anything, we'll do it on.
Yeah.
Well, we did test the fire alarm.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Did you request a punch list?
No, I did not. I spoke to Nancy about it. Are you going to put something in, or I'll send it?
I thought you had asked for one already.
You think you're ready for an electrical punch list?
I want to say yes, but with the PA rack.
Can they do the same like Piazza did? Do like third and fourth floor classrooms, hallways?
It's really up to you, Paul.
We are at your service.
That would be wonderful.
All right, why don't you tell me what is ready?
For plumbing also.
And we'll get that started.
Kind of done.
Okay. I'll do that, yep.
And the same for plumbing.
You ready, Jim?
And the same for HVAC.
Yeah.
We're not balanced, though, are we?
It was a preliminary balance sent, I believe.
No,
yeah.
I never got it.
My estimates were revised for preliminary.
Okay.
Because they have wrong sizes on the RGBs.
Okay. Should we also talk about
that? If I was you, would look at that and say, hey, this can't be right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be proactive with that.
Right. So once you get that, you can schedule it, right?
Yeah, we can schedule whenever you all ready for us.
Paul, I'll send you guys something.
Okay.
Which areas that we feel.
Lombardo was going to do that also, but I think he's just swamped with other stuff. I mean, he's done. So
okay.
I would just send them.
Is there testing involved with the sprinkler system too?
Yeah.
Has
that been done?
Well, he's going to do his fire pump testing, which we can't do until. Yeah. It's all tied in. It's great.
Well, okay. The fire pump could do separate. It's not a big deal.
Yes. Correct.
If we're ready for that, should we talk to the commissioning people as well and make sure that they're up to speed?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else on construction observations? Great. Submittals, I don't care about that right now. RFIs, I got some RFIs.
Is that Bolton 20, the curb and sidewalk all taken care of? The last part of that construction observation?
No, we have the Bolton. We're waiting on the...
Yeah, that was a month ago, John.
Waiting on the attorneys to correct the language on the CCD.
Okay.
Yep. RFIs, I got three open RFIs from Piazza.
Really?
Yes. 430, confirmed base color and stairs.
The space is installed. Cross that out.
It's still up there. I'm just going off the list here.
I don't know why they asked if they needed
to. 434, sign locations submitted on 6-7. And
closed. It's closed.
The RFI is still open, though.
We met with Sue, and it's closed.
And 435 vestibule 100 closure submitted 6-7.
That's open.
Also done.
I thought it was installed. Mike told me to put it in.
Oh, they put it in?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So this is closed.
Good.
Oh, good.
Thanks. But the RFIs are still open.
They got to be closed out.
Close
them. Come on, Brian. Close them.
New items. Fire stopping inspection took place. We just got the report, so I'll send that out today. Talt provided Piazza with the anchor bolt layout for the light poles of the playground.
The There's a discrepancy on the drawings. I believe our drawings show 2 pole bases and the electrical drawings show 3 pole bases.
Yep. 3 light poles.
So we'll work that out separately.
So we just need to add a light pole base?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jose, you sent us the proposal for the security work at the gym?
Yes.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Missed it.
I think it's 36.
I missed it.
It's 35 or 36.
Did you, also wanted an update on your PCOs? Did we take care of whatever update you were looking for?
I sent them over to Nancy, so she was looking into it.
Nancy, can you send an RFP on that third poll, please?
Regarding no cameras or card readers in the playground area, this needs to be further reviewed since there is no work shown on ITG drawings.
What are we doing with that?
This is what he was going to wirelessly do from the gym?
I don't know. He says he does a lot of things, but yeah. I don't see a lot happening.
I guess that's in my point.
In emails.
Well, I guess the camera you could do wireless, but you're
going to. Is that why the antenna's going up?
Right, that's what the antenna outside the building is for.
But there is no camera over there.
But
there's a camera on the gym building. There's no camera in the gym.
But you're going to need some sort of a card reader or something for that gate. How are you going
to? Apparently, he told me he could do the card reader wirelessly too.
Okay.
But obviously, we need more.
Okay.
balancing report, we talked about Savin was still reviewing PCO 108 and 109 for Siteworks, T&M.
Also, Michael said he was going to get back to us that, I'm going to say that Friday or Monday from the project meeting, and we still have no response. Kevin sent an email, which I responded, and I requested a meeting to get that done, and still not done. So when can we schedule that meeting?
On my hands.
Excuse me?
I don't know what's going on.
What meeting is this with Michael?
No idea.
It's a change order meeting for the T&M work that Siteworks did. Change order PCO 108, 109. Basically $500,000 worth of work that's been with you guys since March 7th for work that was completed last fall, early winter.
All right, well, Savin's been handling that. We'll talk with them and get back to them.
Who from Savin's hands? Nancy doesn't know nothing about you, Savin.
No, we know about it. Kevin's been responding. Kevin Austin. Joe have been corresponding.
Still no answer.
Yeah, they responded to my last email.
Still no response.
We would like that meeting.
Yep.
And then regarding PCO 117R, that's the new CCD, right?
Waiting on the corrected language.
After the language is settled, how long do you think that'll take?
I'll talk to Siteworks and get back to you. I don't know availability of material, that's why I'm hesitating, but I'll find out.
So they haven't ordered the trench drains?
No.
Piazza, you still waiting on a sketch for the installation of the hardware for stair B gate? KGD says it's part of the scope of work.
We're going to continue to disagree about that one. So we can either have a separate conversation, come up with something that'll work. We don't need that to do that with everyone right now.
Let me see. Tapers and painters. They've been on site doing some touch-up this week.
Can you just back up to the Piazza request change order meeting with SiteWorks? Michael also said he was going to get back to me that Friday or Monday. Can you document that? It's still not there.
Yeah, I have that. Well, at least in my
notes. The SiteWorks one, not the 108-109. There was the three change orders for SiteWorks that have been rejected, but SiteWorks wants their opportunity to review it.
The floor drains and the roof drains, you guys cleaned them out? No issues?
All cleaned out, well done.
Working like they're supposed to? Piazza State.
How do we know that they're working at full diameter? Was there a test done? Was there a flow test done?
I think after Friday's rain, we should know.
Hoses. We cleaned out the lines until we saw clear water on the other side.
How does the owner know that they're not, you know, there's a difference between letting water through and having full diameter.
And we cameraed it as well.
Okay, can we have that camera test?
I don't know if it was videoed, but yes.
Well, help the owner understand that it was done, and it was done correctly, so that they can...
Yep.
Cross it off their list, okay?
I think Ron Lombardo brought this up, and maybe he should be included in that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, we need to know if plumbing is working at full. This building's not occupied yet. You know, we get 100 people flushing the toilet at once when it backs up. It could be a big deal.
Isn't that Ron? What do?
Mm-hmm.
Ron, did Ron do the test with that?
Ron did a test. Before we had a clog at the kitchen sink drain.
Right.
So as part of that, we checked all the lines.
Right.
So we need something in the way of verification from
yep.
you and or Ron that all the clogs, the pipes are running at full diameter.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. The last meeting, Piazza stated dehumidification. There's no dehumidification in the gym. J&M stated the capability is there. KGD to review with BGA. What's the status on that?
How's the humidity in the gym?
Can't go in there and get my recorder right now, but I can tell you it's been good. It's in the mid-50s. And there is some dehumidification.
Yes.
Inherent in the unit that was specified. Please put that in the minutes.
Go ahead.
And as I, it's not him anymore, illustrated to Nick before, the reheat would be in the form of hot gas bypass. Hot gas bypass does not work in a day like this. It will never work.
Right, it's not intended to.
That's only on those real high dew point days where the temperature is in the 60s. Or low 70s, which does occur every now and then, but I don't think you're going to need it for the gym.
Yep.
And what's the status on the disconnect / removal of the electrical pole?
We're waiting with Con Ed.
Still waiting?
Mm-hmm. Did the owner cut him a check?
Yep.
So they're paid, they just need to schedule it?
Is the panel ordered?
Ordered, yes.
Yep.
Good, still tracking on
yes.
original schedule?
But they don't need anything over there, they can just kill it.
Yeah.
I think they said something like an 8-week lead time. Now it's been maybe 4 weeks.
Okay. You didn't get it from the same people you got the other stuff from?
Right? No. I got it from Benfield.
Right.
You said, well, how many weeks was that?
They said 8 weeks.
I'm moving to the fourth.
I want to say that.
So this pole, 4 weeks ago, you asked to have it removed?
from Con Edison.
Yeah.
Sorry. I think they had to put in a work order request or something through Con Edison or open up a case with them.
And the reason this pole needs to be removed?
It's the owner requested it.
It's in the way, too, isn't it?
The owner requested it because it's in the way?
It was a temporary service, and they didn't like the location. They wanted a different spot.
It was placed there, yes. Temporarily served the trailers. A permanent pole was needed. Initially, it was thought that that location might work, and the owner says it doesn't work. That's what happened.
Gotcha.
Okay, next meeting is July 3rd.
Wow. At 10?
Really? Yeah, how many people are going to be in that week? So.
July 3rd. Yeah,
maybe.
Tentative, too. July 3rd.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It will not be a meeting.
I think it'll be a meeting. I know, half the table probably won't be here. Okay, so no meeting on July 3rd. Meeting to be scheduled.
Yeah, we'll
let,
you know,
we'll let everybody know.
Next meeting, TBS.
At this point, I'll let everybody go and add whatever we didn't discuss.
Well, why don't we decide when the meeting's
going
to be? 10? That's the
10. You want to do it next week?
No.
I'm not going to have one next week.
Definitely not.
Get along so well.
Unless we move it to the 10th.
Yeah. Okay.
And then have keep the one the other one on schedule for the 17th, right?
I would recommend that.
So okay. So meeting for the July 3rd will be on July 10th.
And then the next one will be 17th and we'll be on, we'll be on
yeah.
track.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fran, do you have anything new?
No, thank you. Mike, you have anything
new? Mike, do you have anything new?
No, I'm good.
Thank you, sir. Russ?
Oh, I do. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
no
sorry.
No problem.
First floor, smoke screen. There's an issue wiring it because there's no room to get the electrical. You're aware of this situation? So that has to be worked out.
I thought Joe was going to try and get the guy here to take it off. This was 2 weeks ago. Maybe you weren't here.
I wasn't here.
Okay,
no,
so that's why.
At that time. I'm making it aware, unless anyone didn't know it was an issue. It's an issue, wiring that unit. There's no space to wire it.
Yeah, he can't even get his hands.
Yeah,
what about Joe Jordan?
Is he a basketball player?
Yeah.
No.
That's it, Mike?
I'm not sure about Joe Jordan.
The monitor.
Russ, you got anything
no.
new?
Okay.
No, this time, thank you.
Okay.
Brian?
Nope.
Ron? You got anything?
I'm all good.
No questions, nothing? Thank you, sir. Nancy?
Nope.
Jim?
I got one minor thing. No one's talked about this time capsule.
I thought it's installed already.
No.
They put the sign up, didn't they?
They can do all the signs they want.
Doesn't it go behind the school sign?
No, it goes behind the date stone, which isn't here yet.
I think that would cost about the same as tying in a generator. About the same price. Just a thought.
I thought it cost the same amount of money to put the fuel lines to the generator in, take out if you do the corner pieces with the steel.
No.
What are you saying? The time capsule costs the same as the fuel line?
Yeah. In steel.
You need to get a change order for $5,000 to do it?
No.
No.
You need to get
don't get a change order for one and get it for the other.
Can you do the time capsule?
Sure. Okay.
Noted.
Thank you, Jim. Nick, you got anything?
No.
Paul?
All good.
John, welcome to the meeting, by the way.
Thank you.
Anything to share?
No.
Thank you, sir.
I have a lot,
Jose?
But I'll wait till the 10th.
All right. Good, because I didn't want to write anymore. I think I was starting to run out of ink there. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank
Have
you.
A nice day.
We want to talk about the elevator security thing. Oh, Joe left.
Where's Joe?